single of Love is Blue. Yeah, that song he did, which sort of was a precursor to his modern jazz things like Blow by Blow. A nice B-side there. Joe Cocker, that must have been an early single. I have it on a compilation called the Zigzag Compilation, a Mercury Records collection of their artists, done in the style of those Warner Brothers Lost Leader double albums that you used to see around. This is a good one. When I worked in radio in San Jose, a lot of records just got shoved in the corner, discarded. So I'd sort through boxes and boxes and stacks of records, and I discovered David Bowie that way, his Man Who Sold the World album, and then digging around, I found the Zigzag Festival that had Space Oddity on it, and that was the first time I ever heard that song, and I flipped and chased around town and eventually found a copy of the David Bowie Space Oddity album. So those samplers paid off, and that Joe Cocker tune is great. And speaking of Jimmy Page, he's playing on that too. He did some stuff with Cocker, and that probably is why he ended up playing on Joe Cocker's debut album as well. A little help from my friends, that's a guitar player on that, Jimmy Page. And in between, Albert King, early single, I don't know if it's his first one, and I don't know if it's the title spelled wrong. It says Warsome Baby, W-R-S-O-M-E. I think it's supposed to be Worrisome, but not sure. And that's a New Orleans find, and that's a good one too. Sounds like Albert King there. Not all of his early stuff quite sounds like him yet. And you could hear on that John Mayall song how much Eric Clapton copied from Albert King. Sort of Mayall. They were well into his stuff. 501, we nailed it. Pretty close. Close enough for radio. Anyway, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving Helena Valley. My name's Ron Sanchez. I've been here for 2 hours. Got an hour left, and I don't know who's going to be here. Derek Leonard, last 2 weeks ago, there was a substitute, so I'm not sure. I'll go out and look at the big board. But right now, I'm going to tell you who helps make this all possible. And that would be Scissor Bill Saloon, a privately owned bar offering October burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village. Open daily at noon with food served until 9 p.m. Closed October 15th through the 19th for renovations. There you go. That's an update. Blacksmith Italian, making fine Italian food using traditional family recipes and fresh Montana ingredients. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner, Tuesday through Friday for lunch. Located at 290 West Kagi, across from the Museum of the Rockies. Phone 577-2585 for reservations online at blacksmithitalian.com. And Fermentana, a promotions company organizing events that highlight Montana-made and fermented craft beverages for breweries and other local businesses. Information online at fermentana.com. We thank all them, everybody who supports KGLT, and that includes you, because every year, most all of you pony up a little bit of money or come to some of our events and help support KGLT. And that's the way it works. We don't make tons of money selling underwriterships, that helps, but your direct contributions show that you care about KGLT, and we will continue on past 50 years. 50 more years, huh? What technology will be then? That's interesting to think about. Well, right now, we know that if I press this button, some music will come out of the speakers.
I'm world was very young. Mountain magic, heavy hung. The supermen would walk in file, guardians of a loveless isle, and gloomy browed with super fear. Their endless tragic lives could heave no sigh, in solemn perverse serenity, wondrous beings chained to life. Strange games they would play then. No death for the perfect men. Life rolls into one for them. So softly the super god cries. Where all were minds in unithought, powers weird by mystics taught. No pain, no joy, no power too great, colossal strength to grasp a fate. Where sad-eyed mermen tossed in slumbers, nightmare dreams no mortal mind could hold. Man would tear his brother's flesh, a chance to die, to turn to mold. Far out in the red skies, far out from the sad eyes, strange mad celebrations. So softly a super god dies. Celebrations. So softly a super god dies.
And look at the plans. Twisted in pain. And that time of night. And that time of night. In that time of night. It's placed in your hand. In that time of night. It's placed in your hand. In that time of night.
We'll be right back.
That's a move from their final studio album, A Message from the Country, The Minister. Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood teaming up to make some really great music there. They just nailed it on that album. Started off with The Who quite a ways ago. The Good's Gone from My Generation. That's from that big deluxe new stereo mix version. And there's an even bigger deluxe new mono version. They keep getting you. David Bowie, an alternate version of Superman that came out on the Glastonbury Fair album. Mötley Hoople doing the original version of Ready for Love with the big Afterlights guitar solo. Skids from a John Peel EP. You heard a theme from a Honda Ballroom. And finish up with a move. 5:26. I've about half an hour left. Give or take, Jim Keogh says it's Rune Vanderway coming in, but we have no proof. The big board is down. So on his list, that's what he had. So we shall see. But Rune's usually here by now, so I'm splitting my bet, putting some on Derek Leonard, too. So here at this point, let me tell you something that's going on. Oh, this looks good. Arctic explorers are always interesting and tragic.
Now on view at the Museum of the Rockies, two exhibits that focus on the fragile beauty of the world's polar regions. Polar Obsession features the images of National Geographic photographer Paul Nicklin. Nicklin regards himself as an ambassador for polar life, Arctic and Antarctic, underwater and above ice. Into the Arctic is a showcase of the paintings of Canadian artist Corey Trepanier. Trepanier's oils offer a time capsule view of some of the planet's most spectacular yet threatened landscapes. Polar Obsession and Into the Arctic, on display to January 27th at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Yes. Crossing the Andes by Frog. That's the exhibit I want to see. This 5 o'clock hour is unwritten in part every day by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Autumn Watch, New England, Shakespeare Uncovered at 8, Shakespeare Uncovered at 9, and 10, Amanpour and Company. So that should keep you entertained. Trying to see if there's a Austin City Limits for you, so there you go. Now what? I think more music is in order, and it's on this player here. This is a newish record I've been playing from Charlie Pickett, and it's a good one, and I'm still trying to connect with them for an interview, but we've both been on vacation. Hasn't worked out quite yet, but in the meantime, enjoy this record.
Tony left. We all thought you'd help us out.
the late great Deke Leonard from his second solo album, Kamikaze, Jayhawk Special. I left that Brian Brees playing the blazing guitar on there too. Rockin'. What else? Charlie Pickett from his new album, Psycho Daisies, and Deke, Dennis Tech with Donovan's Brain there, and Richard Treese singing about Jim Kehoe, actually. And you know, if you were listening to the radio this morning, Kels Cook was on the radio doing the show from 9 to 11, and he's playing bass on that song, of all people. Yep. Making records. Can't beat that. I have a few more minutes left. I will be back in 2 weeks with more music, and hopefully I'll find some new records in between. So sit tight, and I will get you home safely.
This week in This American Life, I am pleased to present here on the Brooklyn Academy of Music Opera House stage.
Do you smoke?
What?
You smoke weed?
No, I don't, but if...
We have true stories like we always do this time. Turned into a musical, turned into opera. Also...
This is crazy!
We will never speak of that mouse again.
Sashir Zameda, Mike Birbiglia, Stephen Merritt, this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yes, okay. Continue on. This is from the new file. And you know I play a band called Rain Parade a lot because they're good, and they're good friends too. And there's a new compilation album coming out featuring the performances by Rain Parade, the Bangles, Dream Syndicate, and the 3 O'Clock, who are all sort of friends and related. And they're doing each other's songs. They each do a song by the other three bands. That album is going to be called 3x4, and this is the Rain Parade track that's been leaked out.
only thing I'm counting on. The only thing I'm counting on.
Everyone's there in Gay Peru. is almost 6 p.m. You are tuned into KGLT 91.9.